Alright, Psalms 144. Verse 15 says, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Yea, happy is that people's in such a case. Joy of the Lord this morning.
Appreciate all these people here today, all the visitors, and I've done felt something good here. Just keep the Lord in your presence. Pray for the services. Anybody here lost today, maybe they'll find the Lord and Savior, like that woman did, come to Jesus. You know, she had to come to Him, you know, before she'd be blessed.
Yeah.
So, pray for this time too, as you stand before us here and give us testimony every month. I am living
now in Canaan, where the fruit so richly grows, where the saints are all rejoicing, where the milk and honey glow. Hallelujah, glory, glory, in my heart.
Done had it open up. Any other mate? I was just thinking, say, how about number 86, brother?
Okay, we need some bass singing help.
Hallelujah. David, come up there and help us, brother. I forgot all about you, Ben. Well, help us sing this bass, brother. You got a bass voice for sure.
When I was great,
I had no peace,
no joy within.
But Jesus came
and made me glad.
The nearest friend I ever had.
He saved my soul.
Yeah. Jesus now.
And his dear feet.
And his dear feet.
Just humbly bow.
Just humbly bow.
He'll save your soul.
He'll save your soul.
And make you glad.
And make you glad.
The dearest friend.
The dearest friend.
I ever had.
I ever had. He saved my soul. Yes. Amen. All right, I don't know how to conduct this.
Okay, y'all come play one verse. You've been in church and going to use something.
We got a.
Same with the old.
I'll get you help in that invitation if you don't mind, Sister Pam. We got a. Let's see. You didn't bring your guitar over, did you?
It's that guy.
All right. Luke, you want to sing this morning? Just sing one song. Will you, buddy? We got three or four people going to sing this morning. Can you do that? I appreciate Brother Luke. He got a little guitar. He's a little boy. But he loves the Lord in a big way. And I want Brother Luke to sing one. And when he gets done, if you get your guitar ready there, we'll get you to sing about two. And Brother Richard, you aim to sing?
No.
Okay. All right, we got all kind of singing this morning. That's wonderful. Not used to having more we know what to do with.
Like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved.
Amen.
In His love.
Abiding,
I shall not be moved. And in Him combining, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved.
Amen.
Though all hell is
sails me,
I shall not be moved. Jesus will not fail me, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved.
Though the tempest rages,
I shall not be moved. On the rock of ages, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved.
Amen. Bless you, Brother Luke. Thank you, brother. I like that song right there, buddy. The Bible says, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor in the Lord is not in vain. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. So just remember this, buddy. One day, we're going to be able to hear the words, well done. Amen. Come on, brother. Praise the Lord. Help yourself listen. Just imagine you're at a Billy Graham concert, or what do they call that, crusade, I guess is what it is. And you got a whole multitude, because that's what's going to be listening to you. You do all that's in your heart there, brother. That's why we got this little old recorder going on right here.
Lord, I don't want to do one thing on my own.
Yeah, man.
Put me where. Where I belong. Yeah.
It's
over. It's more wicked every day.
Right on the money, brother.
People's hearts have grown cold, forgotten how to pray. If I live to be 100, I'll keep holding to your hand. Till you come and take me home to that promised land.
Yeah,
Lord, I want to be what you want me to be.
Bring it, brother. Bobby, sing a couple more, brother. I'll tell you right now, that's pretty good. Hey, man.
I'll take just a minute to tell y'all not about me, but about what God's done for me.
Yeah.
Long time ago, when I just turned 21, I found out I had lung cancer, and that cost me my left lung. And later on, at that time, I didn't care anything about singing, didn't care a whole lot about anything much, but later on, when I was up in my later 20s, I started wanting to sing. I wanted to sing gospel music. That's all I wanted to sing. But I was convinced by myself and by the devil that I couldn't do it because I didn't have the wind to do it, I thought. But I found out if God gives you the wants to do something, He'll give you the ability to do it.
That's right.
And, but you got to step out on faith sometimes. And that's the hard part for me. But when I said, all right, here I am, Lord, use me. Make me usable and use me. Then He give me, when I sing for Him, He gives me all the breath I need.
Yeah, man.
And they told me, well, they didn't tell me, but I found it later in my medical records that I didn't have much chance to make it to 22. In just a few days, 22nd day of this month, I'll be 55. I got a better doctor than what Jewish hospital is.
Yeah, man.
I thought long to run.
Thank you, brother.
Would surely be me. And I thought I could be what I wanted to be. I thought I could
feel
all my sinking sand. But I can't even. Oh.
She just said right there. I got that phone call about that little girl, Rainey, and I was closer to church than I was home. Yeah. Therefore, I went to church with God's feed. And I mean, I didn't salute nobody or nothing. My pastor's up there at the little church. I just drove past him, went straight down there and went in that altar and slid down there and I prayed, pulled my heart out to God on behalf of that little girl, little Rainey. Just done had two open heart surgeries. I went up there when I got done to tell my pastor to remember her in prayer when he prayed. When I opened the door to the little church, I could hear him in there praying. What a welcome sound to hear a man down on his knees. Lord, bless you people. Help you people. Lord, boy, I tell you what, I thank God for prayer. I thank God for women and men that know the worth of prayer and will exercise their selves unto godliness. Now, I'm going to shut up. Don't worry about the time. Take the hands down. Throw the clock out. Let's just have a good time. Enjoy the Lord. Sing another, Brother Bobby. God bless you, brother.
Back in the fall of 1993, I was praying for God to help me to be able to put the way I felt into the words of the song. And I didn't know nothing about how to write a song, where to start or anything. And there in about 3 weeks' time, he gave me 3 songs. I didn't get to write them. I just got to hold the ink pen. He done it all. But this is one of them.
Sometimes I feel so lonely and seems as heart with love.
He'll do it.
For all the world to see. I'm so happy that you chose to love someone like me. I go to you in prayer. I know that you are listening.
Yes.
You love me and you care. And when my journey's ended through this old world, I know you'll come in all your glory.
Yes. Spiritual songs, hymns making melody in your heart. That's what we just heard right there. Amen. Thank you, Brother Bobby, for blessing us with those songs. We got Brother Don here this morning. I hope he listens. Don't pay no attention to the time. And I hope you put all, like he said, God's laid on your heart. Yeah, we've got food back here in the back. Nobody needs to be in no hurry. Don't worry about the restaurants closing. You stay here and get spiritually fed and physically fed. But it's good to have Brother Don with us this morning. He's going to give me the privilege to be able to sit down and listen. I usually pour out, but now I'm going to get to take in. I'm looking forward to hearing what the Lord's put upon his heart to share with us. I'd like to ask him to come right now. And what I'm going to do, I'm just going to leave this little recorder right there. And it'll run all day long. We've left it on anywhere before and it's run for weeks. So don't worry about it. Don't worry about the time. Just for lack of better words, obey the Lord, brother.
Yeah.
God bless you. Good to have you with us. God bless you.
Praise
the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, brother.
I want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that He opened the door.
Amen.
That He sent me here this morning.
Amen, brother.
And I want to thank Melvin and Margaret that he obeyed the Holy Spirit the other night down in Cane Valley when he asked me if I would come.
Yeah.
I think the Holy Spirit is working through him to get me here.
Bless you, Lord.
And I thank you, brother, to follow up with it and invite me. And I thank you guys. I've known Melvin and Margaret for many years. We go back and play softball 30, 40 years ago. And Margaret and I worked together about 40-some years ago for several years. I know him a long time. Came up here this morning, didn't think I would know anyone except those two and the ones come with me. And I look around and I see people I know.
Bless you, Lord.
And some that attend my church where I go. I say my church. It's God's church, but where I attend. And I want to thank you guys for coming out and all you visitors and guests. I just thank you so much for being out this morning. And I just pray that what I say this morning is pleasing to the Lord. And I just pray that I get out of the way and let him speak. And I feel there's someone here that he wants to speak to this morning.
Amen.
Oh, the Spirit's here this morning.
Amen.
Oh, it feels good, doesn't it?
Amen. That's right.
Oh, it feels good to be with his.
Hallelujah.
Let's have a word of prayer before I leave. Heavenly Father, I just praise you so much.
Yes.
You're that one true God. The only God, Father, that there is anywhere that I come to talk with, Father. You can hear me, Father. You know my voice. I know your voice, Father. I praise you so much for that. And I praise you that you love us much. You sent your only begotten Son, Father, down here this earth. And he walked this earth 33 years, Father. And he went to that cross and shed that precious blood, Father, that we may have eternal life. That we may go to heaven, Father. And you promised that heaven. You promised that Holy Spirit that's in here this morning, Father. Oh, it's in here. And I tell you this morning, I thank you for that. Father, if there's someone here this morning that's lost, that don't know you, Father, I just ask you to sanctify them, Father. Set them apart, Father. Get them Satan out where they can't listen to them this morning, Father. And convict them, Father, so they can hear your words. Open their eyes and heart and ears, Father, so they can hear and understand what you're saying to them this morning, Father. And may they come up and accept you as our personal Savior. Father, greatest thing that ever happened, Father. Father, I ask you to bless each one that's here. Bless his service, Father.
Yes.
And you know I've got to have you, Father. I can't do this without you.
Bless my brother.
Father, come in. Touch me.
Yes.
Guide me, Father. May I say what is pleasing to you this morning.
Yes.
Father, I love you and I thank you in Christ's name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I always like to read a little before I share testimonies. And if you'd like to read with me in 2 Timothy chapter 1,
I've been talking with the Lord this week since I was invited to come up here and ask him to give me a verse or give me a word, give me something that's, to share with you guys. And last night, as I was talking with him, this testimony just started coming. Testimony. And I was directed to this chapter, or this part 1 through 10 here I want to read to you. And if you'd like to read with me. Verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfringed faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that is that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. Be not, this is the point I want to get across, be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner. But be thou partaker of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Amen. I'm here to share testimonies. Folks, we all have testimonies. Every one of us here has a testimony. Whether you accept Jesus, whether you have accepted Jesus Christ or not, you have a testimony.
That's right.
You are here because he made you. You are here because you have health today. You are here because you have means to be here. Because of his grace of God, you are here this morning. You have a testimony. If you have accepted Jesus Christ and been saved, born again, oh, you've got a great testimony. We all have testimony, and I understand that, and I realize that. And God has given me testimony, and he's given me the burning desire to share. And he's opened many doors that I can go through and share. And this is just one more. And I thank you, folks, for letting me do this morning. But as Paul was telling Timothy, never be ashamed to recognize your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Never be ashamed when you're out to say, yes,
I know Jesus Christ. Yes, I love Jesus Christ. Do you know him? Would you like to come to church?
Amen.
I always recognize your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have a testimony.
Amen, Brother Don.
I was taken to church. Most of you probably know where New Hope Separate Baptist is.
Yeah.
I'm known by heart Separate Baptist.
Where's?
Down on 206, what we call Burton Ridge, Allen Community, Gooden Crossroads. My parents took me there before I can remember. If someone took you to church when you was little, for any time, and got you in church and taught you about God, if they're still living, you might want to take the time to thank them. Because my parents did a great deed for me.
Amen.
I learned about God when I was young, very young.
Yeah.
And I stayed in that church for 21 years. My wife and I was married when I was 20 and moved to Townville, but we kept driving back over there. I did not accept Jesus Christ in those first 21 years. I did not. But I enjoyed going to New Hope. Scott McGahey was a young adult teacher. I enjoyed his class. And we drive Townville back over just for that class. And whoever and however influenced you, may I say, Jesus Christ used, whoever he used to get you to the altar, to help get you to the altar, you may need to also see them and thank them if they're still living.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, I've got to thank my mother for taking me to church and keeping me in church.
Amen.
But I didn't get to thank my father. He passed away in 95. I didn't get there in 1995. I didn't get to thank him. He's already gotten to heaven.
Listen.
But I'll get to
heaven.
Yes.
Listen. In 1996, I met this young girl here, Fran. Her name's Francine. She's an actress from Nipley, Big City of Nipley.
Did you say
1966, I'm sorry.
Amen.
She is quite young, by the way. We started dating in 1966, September. She was a Christian at that time.
Yeah.
Going to Christian Chapel Church. You know, and all down through the years, I didn't realize how important that was until I accepted Jesus Christ.
Right.
I quit going to church, and I became one of those holiday goers.
Yeah.
You may know. I don't go 2 or 3 times a year. And baseball, softball, basketball, hunting, fishing, golfing, all these things took me away from church. I didn't go. But Fran went on to church. We moved back to Dare County. Our first daughter came along in 1976. And our second one, or 74, and our second one in 76. And she kept them in church. She took them to church. The father, me, was somewhere else.
Yeah, didn't I, brother?
And in 1994, my oldest daughter accepted Jesus Christ.
Whoa.
Yeah. And in 96, my youngest daughter accepted Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Hey!
And you know what? The greatest thing that ever happened to them, that will ever happen to them, their father didn't get to see it.
That's right.
I was not there when they got saved.
Amen, brother Don.
It's a great thing that happened to them,
right,
to you, to me, to anyone, is when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior.
Amen.
That's the greatest thing that would ever happen.
That's right.
Now, I've seen my granddaughter and my grandsons born. I've seen my daughters born. My wife. But Christ is the greatest thing that would ever happen to me.
Right.
Nothing. They're great, but not the greatest thing. My Lord and Savior's grace, though.
Amen.
In 2004, God started working on me before then. Back to New Hope, when I was a young man, very young, God came knocking on my heart's door, and I ignored it. He'd go up. I knew He was calling on me. And I sat there, and I did go up. I went out the back door. Big mistake. Biggest mistake ever made. And I look back and think of, you know, how he could have used me down through the years.
Yeah.
But I missed all that. But 2004, it was October the 18th, 2004, on Monday night, Cane Valley Christian Church would have a revival. And I went on Sunday morning, started on Sunday morning. Fran asked me to go. She's always, down through the years, would encourage me to go to church. She didn't nag at me. She didn't get mad at me. She didn't throw fists, but she would occasionally encourage me to go to church. I knew that she wanted me to go to church.
Amen.
I knew that she lived her life in front of me. I knew what type of wife I had.
Amen.
And I look back down through the years. I think I enjoyed some of the, shared some of the blessings that God was pouring out on her.
Amen.
Our family. And I just sort of got to share a part of those, which I did not deserve by no means.
Partaker, yeah.
But in 2004, and probably before then, God started working on me.
Amen.
You know, I'm an old 1960s rock and roll music. I didn't listen much to gospel back in those days. I had to quit going to church, or even when I was going to church. But I got started wanting to listen to gospel music. And I listen to gospel music, and God, I know He's working on me.
Yeah.
So I go on that Sunday morning, and I sat there, and God was drawing me.
Amen.
He was drawing me. You know, Jesus Christ in John 14:6 says, "I am the way, the truth, and life. No man cometh to the Father except by me."
That's right.
But also, a lot of times we forget in John 6:44, Jesus also said, "No man come to me except Heavenly Father draws him now." God was drawing me.
Amen.
He was drawing me. Well, Sunday afternoon, she said, "Now will you go back to church with me tonight so I'll get you clothes ready?" Well, you can lay me out and we'll see. I didn't go. I stayed home and watched TV. I just didn't go. I guess I was afraid. I was running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Monday night, she invited me again, and I said, "Well, get them ready. We'll see." So I go. But she didn't know Monday when I was mowing the yard. That's all on my mind, folks. Going to church maybe not.
Amen.
But I go, and Ricardo Hughes was singing. That was special music that night, before the preacher or anyone. I don't know how you've been there or not. Have you ever been there sitting there and you just want to get up so bad, the tears just flowing? You have a little trouble breathing?
Yeah.
You heart racing? And you know God is working with you.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I was hearing from this side. It seemed like it was pouring in over here. The Holy Spirit was speaking to me, telling me that I needed God, telling me that I've been looking for happiness in all the wrong places. Telling me.
Amen, brother.
That the only way to heaven is to go up to accept Jesus Christ.
That's right.
I knew that I needed to go. But then on this side, coming in, Satan's got to get his thoughts. You know, he does tell you a few things. No, Satan would let me know what I was going to have to give up if I wanted to accept Jesus Christ. He was trying his best to talk me out of going up. Well, he did for the same. He talked me out of it. He even said, "You have to give up your golf match on Sunday mornings if you go up."
About that.
You know what? He was right about that. Satan on his life said, he was right about that. But I sat through the preaching, sat through the invitation. We were ready to go home. Ready for benediction. Standing up, everybody ready to go. Oh, God, I'm working on the praise of the Lord. But I don't know what was being said, getting ready for benediction. And I said, "I'd love to hear Ricardo say, I can't even walk without you holding my hand one more time."
Amen.
Just one more time. He grabbed a mic and everybody sat down. And I don't know what verse he got to. This old boy, I was sitting right over there.
Amen.
This old boy, I hugged my wife and my feet hit the floor.
Amen.
I shook hands with Ricardo and bear hugged Brother Allen Tucker, our pastor. And I knelt down here on the altar and asked God to give him a seat.
Woo! Amen.
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 And folks, you know, we often, when we share with people, we share that if you get saved, you know, if you talk about keeping going to heaven or going to hell, you know, get saved and keep you out of hell, keep you out of torment. But a lot of times we forget to share with people that peace that comes in.
Amen.
I stood up from that altar
And you talking about peace. I've never felt anything like that. Oh, it's so at peace with the Lord. I was at peace with just ain't like with everybody in the world. Just a peacefulness come over me.
Yeah, man.
You know, we sometimes we forget to tell people that there's peace and joy there. Woo! When you accept Jesus Christ.
That's right, brother.
Oh, what a feeling. Yeah. And I went to Green River that following Sunday afternoon and was baptized. Folks, it's one.
Amen.
It is one.
Yes, it is.
Just, I had no idea what I was missing out in the world. I had no idea what it was like.
That's right. That's right. Amen, brother.
Now, none of you have ever been tempted by God. By Satan, I mean, not God. I'm sorry. I'm all confused this morning. The Holy Spirit's moving so much, I'm so happy.
Bless you, Lord.
We have service and Brother Eddie. That's a best lesson I've heard in a long time. I'll be preaching, brother. If you wasn't preaching, I need to hear you preach sometime.
You coming tonight, eh, Mike? Hey, Mike, I'm preaching, brother. See you right now.
But, I would say, I think it was that coming spring, and he started wanting to put doubt.
He'll do it.
Never mind whether I was saved or not.
That's right.
And this is what started. This is what started coming in. Yeah. He said, "Yeah, you went up that night. You knelt down. But while you're down there, you didn't feel anything strange go through your body. What makes you think you're saved?" Mm-hmm. Yeah, you stood up. You felt at peace. Yeah. But that could be a blood pressure drop. What makes you think you're saved? You went to Green River. You were baptized. When you come out of the water, you didn't see anything strange in the sky. What makes you think you're saved? Furthermore, what even makes you think there's a God? Look what you missed. Why don't you come back to me? Look what you missed out on. Folks, this started happening and kept going on for weeks.
Yeah.
And weeks. And I started praying 2-3 times a day. Father, if I missed out on anything, if I'm not saved, if I missed out on doing something, you know, I'm not the brightest bulb on the tree. If I missed out on something, let me know. And just let me know what I need to do, Father. If I'm not right with you let me know. And, you know, people say they get anxious sometimes by opening a Bible and reading certain Bible. I open my Bible and I read. Nothing come that way. I kept praying, old Satan kept attacking me. And then one morning, I knelt where I always got up, kneel right beside my bed and had prayer. And of course, that was the main theme again, Father, let me know. I walk into a bathroom, a window in there. I got a glass window looking out over my yard and my woods. It was early spring. The trees were beginning to bud out and leaf out. I remember they leafing out. The grass was getting green. Bluebirds were flying around looking for a nest. Sun was shining. Just a beautiful morning. I had no intention of standing there and praising my Lord and Savior. I didn't go in there to do that. But it just started happening.
Amen.
I stood there and I started praising my Lord and Savior. Thank Him for His creation. Thank Him for the soft star, or the sun and the trees and the bluebirds and stuff. Just praising Him.
Amen.
And then He answered my prayer. Oh, He answered my prayer. In a way that if someone told me 10 years ago, I thought, well, you know, maybe something not quite right with me. But while I was praising Him,
bless you, God.
He spoke to me just like I'm speaking to you.
Yeah, man.
It wasn't Holy Spirit, the still quiet Holy Spirit. Folks, it was just like I'm speaking to you.
Yeah, man.
If you can't tell me that God still is not alive, Jesus Christ is alive.
Amen.
Yeah.
He's the same. Yeah. Hebrews 13 tells you He's Jesus Christ the same yesterday and forever.
Yes.
What He was doing then, He's doing today.
Amen.
He's healing the blind and making lame to walk, dumb talk.
Amen.
And He's saving souls and He's still doing today. And He's still talking to us today.
That's right.
And that voice is a masculine voice. It's a loving voice and a strong voice.
Amen, brother.
He says, "I am your father."
That's right.
Crazy. Amen.
Oh, now I looked. And there's no one there. I knew it wasn't just God.
That's right.
God.
God would tell me he was my, that he was my father.
Amen.
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 And the very next thought that came in my head.
Bless you, Brother Don.
Old Satan had to get his 2 cents in again. He said, don't tell anyone they won't believe it. Don't tell anyone they won't believe it. Folks, I have not been questioned on whether I say or not since.
Amen.
Oh, God took care of that. God shut Satan down on that part. Now, he tempts me in many ways, but not that way anymore. God took care of that.
Bless you, Brother Don.
I did not tell anyone for a long time. I shared my wife not long after that, but I wouldn't share with people. Satan told me not to. No one would believe you. And I began to share with my close friends. And then my brother Charles and me was there visiting one day. I said, Charles, come here, I need to talk to you. And I shared testimony with him. He looked at me and said, Don, you're very Christian, don't believe me. Okay. And then things started happening. God started waking me up about 12:30 at night.
Amen.
And I'd lay there in bed. And this testimony I just shared with you would just be rolling in my mind, just over and over. I'd be sharing it. Be sharing it with my church where I attended. Tears would just be flowing at midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. Go on for an hour or more. And this went on for several days. It went on for weeks. And I said, Lord, I know you want me to share it with the church. If you will just give me the opportunity, I will do it. We don't have testimony very often, Cambridge Christian Church. That very next Sunday morning when I walk in and sit down, preacher, when he gets up, first thing he says, does anyone have testimony?
First thing.
Had 3-4 people stand up and sharing, me sitting on this side over here. My heart races, tears just a flowing, couldn't breathe, because I knew God had just made a way for me to share a testimony that I promised Him I would do. So I sat there. He said, Is there any more? And I sat there, holding, crying. I didn't go. I did not go up there. Have any of you ever been taken to the woodshed?
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you what, before I got home, I didn't feel that talk. Oh, God worked me over. He did the number on it. He spanked me good.
That's right.
But he didn't give up on me. That following week, the same thing again, that testimony, middle of the night, he'd wake me up, Gary would grow. That same testimony over and over. I said, God, I don't know. You please, just give me one more chance, I promise you. Next Sunday morning, first thing, anyone have testimony? It doesn't happen, folks, down there. But God made it possible.
Amen.
That Holy Spirit was working on someone else.
Amen.
Made it possible for me to share my testimony. Anyone have testimony? People stood up. I sat over and cried again. And when no one else would get up, this old boy finally got up to his feet and walked up to the middle of the aisle, put my arm around her, preacher, Brother Ivan. I said, you may have helped me, but I got a testimony.
Amen.
And I shared that testimony with the church. God is great,
brother. Amen.
Yeah.
God is real.
Yeah. That's right.
There is no doubt in my mind that God is not real.
That's right.
There's no doubt in my mind that Jesus Christ is not real. There's no doubt in my mind that the Holy Spirit is not real.
That's right.
And he's still going about his Father's business.
That's right.
Amen.
Sometime after that, a year or so, I don't know how long it was, Brother Bobby, we attended the same church, and on Sunday night after a prayer service, we come down the front porch. He said, Don said, what are you doing tomorrow? I said, Brother Bobby, I got a doctor's appointment a little Monday afternoon, but nothing else. He said, could you meet me over here in the morning at 6:30? This Sunday night, and wants me to come over and meet him Monday morning at 6:30 at church. I said, yeah, I can. He said, I got a concern or two, just like to talk with you. So about 6:30, I was unlocking the church door. And he lived across the street there in Cane Valley. Some of you may know where Cane Valley is. He'd walk across the street over to church. We'd go in and sit on this pew right here. And he sat here and I sat over here. And he shared his concerns. And we discussed them. And then he said, it's time to pray. We knelt down at the altar.
Now, I was on the way up to almost identical spot where I asked God to forgive me of my sins, and He's on my right side. He led out prayer. Now, folks, what we started doing was not intentional. He prayed the concern he had, and I listened. And then after he got through, I started praying for another concern. And in my mind, when we're sitting there discussing this and said, let's pray, we're going to have prayer and get up and leave. After I got through praying what all I had to say about that concern, got quiet, he picked up on another concern. And he started praying again. Well, when he got quiet, I started again on another concern. The Holy Spirit started giving us concerns to pray for.
Amen.
And it just kept going. It got to the point where this old boy, I think Bobby also, cried. Tears was flowing. I said, Father, just excuse me for a moment. Now blow a nose, clear it out so I can breathe. And it got to the point where you just tell God everything. I mean, you just open your heart up and you just pour it out to Him. And then things started happening. You're down there on your knees, your eyes closed, and a distance, just darkness when you got your eyes closed, and a distance. Do you ever use a binoculars where you can zoom things up, or a video camera, and you zoom things up close to you? At a distance, here this light was, and it started coming.
Amen.
And it was pure white, and it came right up here, and I saw Christ.
Amen.
He zoomed right up here in front of me. And I saw, and Christ stopped, right, just zoomed right there in front of me. And I started praising Him.
Amen.
And what I saw was He had a robe on with a hood, with a robe. It came over His head, down over His shoulder, and came down and just sort of... I did not see any arms. I did not see any legs. I didn't see feet. It's just this pure white robe. And it just oh, it's beautiful. Just like I said, it covered His body except His face. The face was not, the facial features was not there. No eyes, no nose, no mouth. I did not see what His face looked like. But it's just a light white coming out of where His face was. Just beautiful.
Yeah.
And I praised Him. And as long as I praised Him, He stayed right there. And then when I got through praising Him, when I ran out of words, He left.
Yeah.
And then another face came. Faces of people that I knew.
This.
Zoom right up here. And I called them the name. And it seemed like the Holy Spirit gave me their needs, what to pray for. And then zoom right up here, and I'd call them the name, and I'd pray for their whatever concern was put on me to pray for. But the difference is this time, I saw from here to here, their faces were so extinct. I mean, just so clear. Their hair, the color of their hair, the color of their eyes, the color of their complexion, so vivid. I remember one lady had a mold or a little something here that I never had noticed before. But I did then. It was just so vivid, you know, as they come up to me. And when I'd run out of things to say to that person, pray for that person, their face would leave, and here come another, zoom right up to me.
Amen.
And I'd call a name, and I'd pray for them. Amen. They'd leave, and another would come. How many, I talked to the Bible lady, he thinks maybe 4 to 6 at the most that morning. And I do not know who they all was now. I cannot tell you. But I do know one. And I'll never forget. And here this face came. And I said, see.
It was my sister.
That's
one I just...
Yeah,
Trish. That's prayerful.
Yeah.
She zoomed right up. Here says what? I pray for her soul.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And she stayed out there in front of me.
This is hard.
When I got through praying for her, she left. Folks, the Holy Spirit's so real.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't ever doubt that God is not real. Don't ever doubt that He's so real.
We got, Barb and I got through prayer. Finished up, and we stood up, and we hugged each other. And this has nothing to do with Bobby and myself. This is all I have to do with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But I looked at the clock. And if you'd asked me, Don, how long have you guys been down on your knees? I said, 45 minutes an hour. You mean we got there at 6:30? It was 9:15.
Amen.
That's how long God had us down on our knees. Amen. That's how long the Holy Spirit was working through us.
Amen.
Now, you know, the Bible says, pray in the Spirit. Folks, if that's what it means to pray in the Spirit, that may be the only time I've ever really prayed in the Spirit.
That's right.
But what I do want you to know, that God is real.
Amen.
He's so real. I don't do this often, but I got a letter I need to read this morning.
Listen, Lord.
I keep it with me, but I haven't read it probably 10, 12 times out of 30, 40 some chances. You know, when Jesus Christ saved our souls, we accepted Him. We all became disciples. Whether we wanted to or not. He gave us great commission. Go out and spread the good news.
Spread
the word. We are to share Him wherever we go.
Amen.
And I am probably the world's worst at that. When I'm out in the world, I feel like I don't do a good job. If I did, I think the church that I attend, there'd be a lot more people there. But I don't. I don't get out and invite and share like I should. And I believe we all did share like we should. The church would be much fuller than they are today.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's right.
I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. Before I do this, let me share one more with you. God is answered so many prayers. He's been so good to me. I won't do it. But I can stand here for an hour and share with you testimony after testimony how He's worked in my life and things He's done that I would not, you know, I just wouldn't have believed a few years ago.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, shouting and praying to the Lord. I don't know if any of you ever remember Jack Patton, my brother Jack Patton over in Middlefield. And my grandpa Sinclair, Charlie Sinclair. And they attended New Hope Separate Baptist Church. And as a little fella, I sat there and sat back there with my parents. And the preacher would get happy, get going good. And they'd hit the floor. Brother Jack or grandpa, one or the other get up and the other one join. Oh, they get so happy. You get to shout and you just stay out of the way. Just stay out of the way. And I sit there and I think, what in the world makes them do that? That's the only two in church that shout. The others share testimony, but they would shout. You know, what makes them do that? Because since October 2004, I know what makes them do that. I understand what makes them do that. I know. That Holy Spirit gets hold of you. And I don't know if you like me or not, but I can be in my shower or be in my workshop listening to gospel. Music just talks. Gospel music talks to me. Brother, I'm not belittling the preachers, which I'm one. But gospel music speaks to me more than listening to a sermon. God can speak through me, to me through music. And I'd be in my shower listening to music and get happy.
Amen.
And I praise the Lord, shout and scream and carry. Always so happy. I'd be in my workshop and do that. Workshop one day, just I was praying the Lord, got happy and crying. I called Randy Brown. Some of you know Randy Brown, Brother Randy Brown, Mount Hope, Separate Baptist in Jamestown. I said, Randy, where are you? He said, I'm Campbellsville. He became by my house. I live on 55 Campbellsville Road, North 55. I said, Randy, stop by and come by and need a hug. He came by and he stopped and we got to hug and share testimonies. Now the question is, folks, why can't we do that? Why can't I do that in church?
why can't I my little feet hit the floor and stand up and praise my Lord and say, which is all deserving?
Yeah.
Why can't we do that?
Amen.
That's why we're here. We're here to praise Him. We're here to worship Him.
Amen, brother.
I'm not here to be seen this morning.
That's right.
I'm not here. You know, that's not why we come to church.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah. We come to praise our Lord and Savior. Right. To worship Him.
Yes.
Yeah. Boy, Holy Spirit work. I was coming home from Greensburg one afternoon. Our oldest daughter lives in Greene County. And youngest granddaughter, she was four, she wasn't in school. No, she was in preschool, and we kept her on Fridays. And I took her home back to Greene County on Friday, Greensburg High School, meet her mom and dad. And coming back to Coburg, if some of you may know, come to the road to Coburg, you get on Coburg and you turn towards Clement. I live about 2 miles up there on the right. So when I left Coburg, God put it on my heart to go see someone. Now, I talked to that person twice before, invited them to church. And each time I talked to them, they said, the door of that church would fall off if I walked through it. So God put it on my heart. And their road was between where I was and my house. Turn off this side road. And I said, Father, I have 10 shoes on. He will be at the milk parlor, or he'll be out in the manure lot. I said, if I go there with his 10 shoes on, and if I don't go up there with him, how will he feel? So I was arguing with God. I didn't want to go over there. I get by where I'm supposed to turn off the road. I drive by. I get about 20 yards. He says, you know I'm going to take you to the woodshed. you talk about hitting the brake. You're so supposed to hit the brake. I back up. I turn right and go up that road. Little side road. And this side road goes out and makes a curve, and then the road he lives on comes right up and joins it. And then, as I was going up there, here comes his truck up the road. And by the time I get that curve here, the truck stops. And I knew who it was. God knew where he was. And I pulled him outside of him and stopped. God knew where he was. God knew where I was. He said to me to talk to him. Mm-hmm. If he rolled down his window and I rolled down mine, we said a few words, and I looked at him and I said, I'm going to tell you. I'm here because God said to me. I had no intention of coming to see you today. No intention whatsoever to come out here and talk to you. God sent me out here, and he sent me out here to ask you to come to church. He looked at me and he says, I'll be there Sunday morning.
Amen. Yeah.
And he was there Sunday morning.
Amen.
God knew where I was. God knew where he was.
Right.
And all I had to do was obey the Holy Spirit and go up there.
That's right.
Amen.
We all are disciples. And I want to share with you a disciple here that was doing her best to get her father in church. Let me see where I am here. Yeah, I got them mixed up here or something. I'll get them together in just a minute. Just bear with me. Dad, I was looking through a notebook of mine and found a letter I wrote you for Father's Day last year, but never gave it to you. So I thought I'd give it to you now. Happy Father's Day. Since you are very important to me, I want to tell you something that has been on my mind for a long time, but a lot here lately. There's not a morning I don't wake up or a night that I don't go to sleep that I'm not thinking about how I can encourage you to go to church and furthermore be baptized and saved. Dad, if I were to be granted one wish to come true, this is what it would be. Also, one day I want us all to be together in heaven.
Amen.
I just wanted to let you know what's been on my mind, being as I love you so much. Folks, if we are to spend eternity with our, not only with Jesus Christ, but with our earthly family, we've got to get saved.
Amen, Scott.
We've got to get saved. If that circle is not to be broken, we've got to be saved.
Yeah.
And here this, my daughter pointed her heart out to me. And it should have been the other way around. I should have been pouring my heart out to her years ago.
Bless your heart.
But I was not their spiritual leader that I should have been at her home. She was. See, hell, talking about it. Your son, I believe.
Yeah.
By your church. You have people in your life that love you or that you love and you don't want to be separated. You have people in your life, like he's going to explain here in a minute, that something happened to them, they died, car accident, natural death, whatever. And you didn't know whether they were saved or not, like my sister. It'd be difficult one. It would be difficult to live with them. And if you're here tonight or this morning and not saved, you don't know Jesus Christ. You have family members that may have already went on to be with Jesus, be in heaven for eternity. But we're talking about eternity.
Amen.
And you're not prepared to go to be with them. Or you're not being that leader that you should be at home. You're not trying to get your children, your grandchildren, or your wife or husband in trouble. Folks, you need to think about this morning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You may be looking for happiness in all the wrong places.
Amen.
January 4th, 04. And this was in January, and I will accept Jesus Christ in October. Dear Dad, as I was driving home tonight, I was listening to the gospel music station. A song came on with part of the verse that said, "Knowing that you'll be there makes it easier to go home." Dad, I wish I knew you'd be there in heaven. I remember a couple years or so ago when we were in the kitchen and something about someone dying came up, and I asked you, if you were to die, where would you go? I remember you saying, "Well, I haven't been born again. I know I need to." Dad, then why don't you? You may never have a chance if you keep putting it off. Here I have a daughter that's pleading that her father be saved.
Amen.
We never know when we're going to take our last breath or when the Lord will come back. Going back to the song I mentioned earlier, it would make me feel better about getting to see you again. I pray for you every day. I shed a few tears. I just don't know how I could go on living the rest of my life happily if you were to die before getting right with the Lord. That would burden me forever. I heard a very touching story about an older preacher at a revival a while back. It goes something like this. Every Sunday morning, the mother would always get herself and her little boy ready to go to church. The boy always saw that his father never got ready for church. He was always getting ready for hunting, fishing, or whatever else he liked to do. The little boy loved being with his daddy and missed him during church. One Sunday, when Dad was getting ready to go somewhere, the little boy asked, "Mama, where's Daddy going?" Mom responded, "Daddy's going to go to hell." Then the little boy replied, "I want to go to hell too. I want to be with Daddy." As this really devastated the mother, and she told the daddy what his son said, he loved the way his little boy loved to be with him and wanted to go everywhere with him. But this was definitely not where he wanted his son or himself to go. This really bothered the daddy. He finally realized how he needed to be there for his family and be a good Christian example to his little boy. The next Sunday morning, the mom and little boy were stepping on a pew along as usual. It wasn't but a while later, though, the dad decided to come along. At the end of the service during the invitation, he went forward and gave his life to God.
Yeah.
Kind of like the boy in the story. I remember when I was probably 5 or 6 years old sitting on mom's lap in the hall floor by the bathroom and she fixed my hair for church. I also remember asking her very seriously, "Is Dad going to hell?" I know not seeing you in church with us has always bothered me. Dad, wouldn't it be wonderful for your two little grandsons and granddaughters to see their papa in church?
Amen.
I know I've always wanted that, or at least the reassurance of your relationship with God. Just like the father in the story, all you have to do is realize and want the Lord in your life and ask Him to forgive you of your sins and ask Him into your heart. That's all God asks of us. He loves you and wants you to let Him enter into your heart.
Dad, you can get saved right at home. You don't have to be saved in church. God's conviction can work anywhere. I know I've written you letters about my concerns. It seems I am better able to express my feeling by writing. Just imagine, I'm right by your side pouring out my love and concern to you. I love you, Daddy. I pray every day that you will see the need to get saved. Love always, Eric.
Listen.
Amen.
Folks, if we all would pour our heart out to our loved ones,
yeah,
friends,
amen,
and neighbors, like my daughter poured out her heart to me.
Amen, brother.
If you're here this morning and you don't know the Lord and Savior, today is the day of salvation.
That's right.
Today is the day of salvation.
Yes.
I'm going to share one more testimony with you. Probably should stop with this. But after I shared a couple of years or so testimony, this testimony in churches, it came to the point where the people that knew me and things at church, I've been to several churches and they would not invite me back, of course, because they shared testimony with them. And I got to praying to the Lord. I said, Lord, you know, here I am. How can you use me? What would you have of me? What do you want of me, Father?
Listen.
You want me to be, you want me to teach? You want me to, what do you want? You want me to be a greeter at the door? You want me to be a prayer warrior? What would you have of me? Just let me know. Tell me what you want. You want me to preach? What do you want of me, Father? And this goes on for a few weeks. And one morning, about 3:30 in the morning, I woke up. And I talked with the Lord in the mornings while I was laying in bed. I love to talk with you, man. And I laid over on my left side and feet was it. I just laid over. And I started talking to my Lord and Savior. And folks, it was just like someone or something. It was the Holy Spirit. It felt like they scooted right up beside of me. I could feel that pressure there all up and down my body. And it said, son, get on your knees. And this old boy rolled out of bed, got on my knees. And I talked to my Lord and Savior. God, just let me know what you want of me. Take me, use me. Here I am. I go back to bed, lay back in bed, and I went to sleep. And in my sleep, I was laying on the couch. I remember I was laying on the couch on the right side. And the presence of God was back here. I knew He was there. He spoke, He said, go spread the good news. You don't have much time left.
Amen.
Go share the good news. You don't have much time left. God called me to preach.
Yeah.
Now I run from it, son. But He's called me to preach.
Bless Him, Lord.
Again, if you're here this morning, and if you don't know and don't find God as your Savior, today would be the day, folks.
Amen.
The greatest thing that will ever happen to you is when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior.
That's right, amen.
There's nothing better.
That's right.
If you want a much better marriage, you come to the altar today. If you want true happiness, you come to the altar.
Yes, amen.
If you want help with addiction, you come to the altar.
Amen.
Come to the foot of the cross, and He will help you.
Yeah.
If you want true love, come to the cross.
Yes, sir.
I don't think any of us know what really true love is until we come in confident faith with the Lord and Savior some of these things. Then we're going to feel our true love when we get to heaven. And that love just permeates our body.
Amen.
Oh, it's going to be so wonderful. Heaven's going to be so great, folks. I'm just looking forward to going. And don't tell some people that I've said, Lord, I'm ready. Just whenever you're ready for me, come get me. It wasn't for my family at home. Come quickly, Lord.
Amen.
I know what it's going to be like. I know it's going to be wonderful. I know it's going to be wonderful.
Amen.
I thank you so much for your attention. I thank you for the invitation I have come share with you, and may God bless you. And brother, I will turn it over to you, or I will go ahead and have an altar call in what you'd like.
Yeah, I'd like to say a little bit, brother.
Go right ahead. Thank you, brother.
Can we get your Bible? Okay. Let me say I appreciate Brother Don. I appreciate there what he said. And I still remember the day I got saved, and I got saved at home. I wanted to get saved at church. I just couldn't wait. I really did. I was kind of like a woman having a baby. I could have waited. I would have, but I couldn't. I mean, I have to admit, I couldn't wait. I do remember this much. I do remember when I got saved, I opened my eyes and I was pretty disappointed. And I expected to wake up in heaven, Brother Brian. Van Halen came down there in my bedroom 9,000 down the road, and I expected to wake up in heaven. I was a little disappointed that I wasn't in heaven. But I was smart enough to think within myself and say, there must be something God wants me to do.
Amen.
And just like Brother Don said, there is a reason why we're not in heaven.
That's right.
We're living epistles.
That's right.
We're some of the only Bible that some people ever read. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And that's what we need to do.
That's right.
That man here, I was going to read this here with regard to Brother Don's statement there. In Mark chapter number 5, he had a legion of devils, which is about 6,000. The Lord cast them out. And there he is now. He's clothed in his right mind. People don't really understand how in the world anybody could help him, but Jesus can. But as he had this extreme makeover, man, he's wanting to follow Jesus. But the Lord told him, he said, go home. He said, go home to your friend. I'm reading, if you want to read this, Mark chapter 5, verse 19. He said, go home to your friends and tell them how great things the Lord had done for thee.
Right.
Had compassion on thee.
Amen.
You see, we need to tell. There's people need to hear it, Brother Don. Man, last time I'm preaching, I'll give my testimony. I don't know if you know this or not, but everywhere Paul went, he gave his testimony.
Amen.
But it's really good when you know you're saved.
Right.
And I was listening to Brother Don there. He said he thought maybe something was wrong. And the old devil come up and said, you didn't really get saved. And had that happen to me too, brother.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was kind of funny. He didn't say nothing until I got saved. I must have got something, man.
Amen.
The Bible does say the devil's lying to Father Heaven. He will try to talk you out of some stuff.
Right.
I'm glad, praise God. When you call him what he is, a liar, and you hold on to truth, you don't waver, you'll find out, buddy, you're able to go. Go for the glory of God. But that was funny. The devil never said a word to me until I got saved. And then he came up and tried to talk me out of it. And I'm glad, praise God, God stood with me. Paul said, the Lord stood with me. Amen. But I appreciate what Brother Don said there and shared with us here this morning. Maybe you heard what he said, and maybe there's something missing in your life. Well, I will tell you right now, you'll never be complete apart from Jesus.
That's right. Amen.
The Bible said in Him dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily. You are complete in Him.
Yes.
I'm completely saved.
Amen.
And I ain't lacking nothing. No, I ain't never spoken in tongues. God ever required it, I guess I would. But if you want to read your Bible, you can read it. It says, do all speak with tongues. That tells me, but everybody don't. Amen. But I want to tell you this much about speaking in tongues. It's not all what it's built up to be. If you read your Bible, there's not one single person in the Bible that ever spoke with tongues. Not one. But there was not an unbelieving Jew present. Not one. Check it out. You know why? Because the Jews require a sign. And Cornelius, the first Gentile that got saved, spoke in tongues, there were unbelieving Jews present. They believed because they heard him speak in tongues. They make a big ado out of it. Better check some of that stuff out. I never spoke in tongues. I'm as saved as any Pentecostal, holy ruler, whatever. I'm complete in Him.
Amen.
I'm not trying to reach any great threshold done there. Man, I already done arrived. Amen. I'm complete.
Yeah.
If you ain't careful, you get carried up in some of this stuff. Get carried away in some of this stuff. Man, I'm glad I didn't go no further than Jesus. I found Jesus. He found me. Whatever you want to call it. Praise God, He fixed it. Amen. Let me say this, boy, I'm glad I've got a testimony, Brother Don. Maybe you're here this morning and you don't have a testimony. Maybe your testimony is, I know not the Lord. Maybe your testimony this morning is, boy, I've always wanted to get saved. Boy, I sure wish that I would do it today, but ain't no better time than right now. Don said he heard the Lord say, you ain't got much time, boy. Paul said, time's short, days at hand. I'll tell you right now, buddy, when the time's gone, you die in your sins, when you like Jezebel, God said He gave her space to repent. He went on to say she repented not. You run out of time, run out of space, die in your sins. I promise you this. your sins will send you to hell. I promise you that. Somebody said, God's too good to send me to hell. Yeah, I agree. He said, if I see the blood, I'll pass over. But he said, as I see, I judge my life. If you ain't got the blood of Jesus on your sins, you'll stand guilty. As charged, you'll lay men to sins. You'll say, Lord, you're righteous. I was wrong. I should have come. You was gracious to me. You gave me opportunity. You gave me all kinds of speakers, preachers, all kinds of invitations. I said it not. You'll lay men to sins. If my mother ends up going to hell, I'll lay men to sins. I'll say, Lord, you was righteous. You was gracious. You was good. You go to hell, you'll have to trespass the will of God, the love of God, the word of God to get there. But you can do it. They do it all the time for somebody going to hell right now. I made the profound statement last Sunday. I said, somebody probably right now going to hell, and unknown to me, but after I got home, found this out. 44-year-old man, knowed him well. I mentioned his name, but it might hurt somebody's feelings if I did. Come home, called his wife in bed with someone else, took a gun, had his sin. Happens. Good guy. I love him. I try to talk to him. He's always too busy. Try to talk to him, Don. He's always walkie-talkie-talkie. On the cell phone. Couldn't slow him down. Couldn't get him to stand still. He's standing still now. Let me ask everybody to stand. Pam, come up here, please. And I don't care. Just play the piano, Amazing Grace. Just any song. Just play it softly. Now listen, the Lord's been here this morning. You've heard enough for the whole world to get saved. If God can't move you, I've done told several times I was going to bring some lipsticks of dynamite or grenades, hand grenades and throw them. Really shouldn't take that. You ought to realize God loves you. He longs for you to get saved.
Amen.
He's given you opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. Why don't you come this morning while she's playing softly on the piano? Won't you just think about the goodness and the grace of God, that He was willing to give His Son so He could go free, that He was willing to pay that supreme price so your sins could be forgiven. Why don't that just hit home and you say, I've waited long enough. No more. I'm coming. Won't you just make your way up right now? Won't you just come on up here? We got men here that can pray. I'll pray with you. Won't you just come? Man, you've been wanting to come. Your family, listen. You die in your sins, I won't be able to give no hope. I don't care who you get, blind preacher or funeral. You die in your sins, you'll die without God, without hope. The only time they'll ever see you again, buddy, won't be good. You'll be standing before the great white throne judgment. The books will be open. You'll be judged by those things written in those books. You'll find yourself guilty. God will say, cast them in the lake of fire. Second day. Man, oh man. Why in the world would you let something like that happen? Why don't you come to Jesus this morning, get all those pages tore out. Get all those trespasses blotted out. Get blank pages in it. But why not do that? Man, I can't save you. I can welcome you. I can't do nothing but pray with him. I'll tell you what, Jesus can save you. Man, he can forgive sins. Man, he can make you old. It's better now, ain't it, Brother Don? Amen. You got a better husband? Explain. You got a better husband? You got a better husband now? Amen. I'll tell you what makes things better. I wish we had more Jesus in our home. Less of the devil. This, I know it's a new year. Man, another year done flown by. Won't you come this morning? Right now, without delay. Won't you come? That song says, I surrender all. Are you? Or are you holding out? She's playing, I surrender all. If you've not surrendered all, there'll be a day you wish you had them. There'll be a day, buddy, when like Brother Don said, your heart will beat like a jungle drum.
It'll be in your chest, boy. I mean, beating so loud you'll think the people next to you can hear you. God talked about your desolation to come upon you as a whirlwind. Your destruction to come upon you, Proverbs chapter 1. At that moment, you'll say, I wished I'd have came, Brother Eddie. I sure wished I'd have came. I sure wished I'd have surrendered all. Don't be a fool today. Don't die like a fool. Don't leave this service like a fool. Consider this opportunity God's given you. Have eternal life. Have a home in heaven. Have that peace. Brother Don just told you about right there, that peace past all understanding. You'll find all that in Jesus. I'll tell you one thing, you'll have to ask Him for it. That guy that told me he wanted what I had, I said, you'll have to tell Jesus that. He did it. He got it, didn't he, boy? He didn't live too much longer after that. He got it. Amen. Why don't you come this morning? Why don't let another year fly by? You know, this is the beginning of the year. Some of you finished out last year with a desire to be saved. But you didn't come for it. This beginning this year, you think you got a whole year to go through. May not. That man, last Sunday, that was his last day. Was he saved or not? I don't know. I do know he went to church. A lot of people go to church. I'll tell you one thing. You'll have to go to Jesus to get saved. You join this church, won't save you. You get baptized, won't save you. Jesus said you must be born again. You'll have to go to Jesus to get saved. Won't you come this morning? Man, I beg you, if you do any good, I'd like to know everybody's saved. I see hands go up all the time. Brother Eddie, I'm not saved. Won't you come get saved? Won't you come right now? There's no greater blessing that life offers than to be saved. Why in the world would you wait? Why would you hesitate? Why would you set it not? Why would you not come? Tell me, I have no idea. Oh, you're to come. You're to make your way out right now. Get somebody. Come with me. Go with me right now. I need to get saved. Oh, don't worry about the clock back there. Just listen like Don said to the Spirit of God. Let God lead. Won't you come? Lord, we pray right now for the Holy Spirit of God to usher lost souls that are here this morning. May they not be able to resist the Holy Ghost of God. May they not be able to say no. May they surrender all. May they come right now without hesitation, without delay. May they make their way up here and find that treasure. Find that blessedness to know that it's well with their soul. Leave here with victory. Leave here saying, praise God. I'm glad I got it fixed. Lord, I pray for that. I pray, dear Lord, you'd minister right now in this invitation. Won't you come? Got one more minute. Like the sand in an hourglass. Minute of opportunity to have eternal life. Have an eternal home. Won't you come? Oh, me. Oh, many people been right where you at right now. Missed like Esau. Missed that blessing. Blessing of knowing Jesus. I know Him personally. Like Brother Don, I've heard His voice. Time would fail me to tell you, but I've heard His voice. I've felt His presence. I've been in Him. Prayer, fastings. Amen. Miss that blessedness of knowing Jesus. Hallelujah. Looked Jesus right in the face and said, what's truth? Said, what shall I do with this Jesus? Missed eternity for heaven. Amen. Thank you, Sister Pam. I certainly wouldn't go beyond what the Lord would have. I've done all I know to do. I appreciate Brother Don giving his testimony. I appreciate Brother Bobby singing special this morning. I'm like Brother Don. I like them good spiritual hymns. Maybe somebody does have a testimony in your heart. We'll give you an opportunity to give that testimony. And if you don't, we'll be dismissed here in just a minute. Go back here in the back and have some fellowship, have some food. And we don't make no apology for the service going long. I won't charge you a thing. I'll tell you right now, boy, it's a good place to be. Amen. Maybe somebody got a word on your heart.
I love the Lord this morning. I praise Him for the blood.
Amen, Sister Molly.
I thank you for that time.
Yeah,
ma'am. I kneel at the cross.
Yeah.
But you know, I can only take myself. I can't take nobody else.
That's right. That's right.
I can only tell you.
Amen. Amen.
I love you.
Amen.
I'm looking
forward. Bless you, Sister Molly.
And I thank you
for Don.
For Don.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
When you really come to know him, you'll hear his voice.
That's right.
And you'll feel his touch. And I pray you.
Let me tell you, God even speaks to lost people. Saul on the road to Damascus. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? A lost man heard the voice of God. Amen. Acts chapter 9.
I praise the Lord.
Yeah, man.
Save my soul.
Yeah.
I'll charge and pray for them that I'm. They hold out faith to
bless your heart.
That home up in
hell. Yeah, amen. Amen. I'd like to invite everybody to stay. We got food back in the back. I'd especially like to invite you back tonight at 5 o'clock. I plan on preaching when you supper. Probably be a while. Try to get to anyone. Amen. I am looking forward to preaching. I'm not no pedigree, just old rough preacher about like the rough as they come. I don't know, but the Lord's giving me a fiery message. I'm looking forward to delivering it. Anybody else got anything on your heart?
My father's not working on his friend. He said we worked here for 40 years, so I don't think
that's true. I've been around here. I see Frank correcting a couple times. I've been there myself.
But it probably has been 40, but I'm just like to say about Donald. He, back years ago, he acted like a priest, even though we wasn't.
Yeah.
He always had a love for children. And I mean, they went way beyond. Of course, they were like teachers, had to make great school teachers and all that work. But they didn't stop there.
Amen.
There was something else that needed to be done.
That's right.
Fran had spent many of an hour down there house fixing up clocks and all kinds of stuff that she didn't have to do. And she did not get paid for it. So they have been an inspiration to me.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
He might have had a special tongue when they went for his
Yeah, I like them singing this song that Don mentioned there. I can't even walk there and hold my hand. You know, he said that God ministered to him through that song. He got saved while they were singing that song. Maybe that might be that way with you today. We have no greater desire. Like Paul said, my prayer for Israel, my heart's desire and prayer for Israel is that they might get saved. I'm like him. I wish the lost to get saved. If you don't care, sing that one song, everybody.
I say it's been good to be here to feel the presence of the Lord. Come through this testimony. Appreciate Don, what he's doing there, the good work. And he's got such a humble spirit, but God can use that.
Yeah.
When a man gets to think he can do it all himself,
yeah.
He's in trouble.
Amen.
He's humble, he's giving God the praise, and he's working for God, and I appreciate what he's doing.
Bless Amen.
You. Appreciate it. Him and Bobby Hook.
Let me say the altar's still open. I mean that. What an opportunity. Won't be another service exactly like this. Opportunity right here to have an eternal home. Go ahead there, Brother Bobby.
I thought someone would surely be there. And I thought I could
be. Listen to the words there.
Well, I wanted to
Help
be.
Lord.
I thought I could feel all my sinking sand. But I can't even walk without you holding my hand.
Hey, my.
I thought all on my own. I thought I could make it all alone. I thought of myself as a mighty big man, but I can't even walk without you. Holding my hand, Lord, I can't even walk without you holding.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
And I can't even walk.
Amen.
Without you holding my hand.
Amen.
One night I gave Jesus.
Glory.
My all and all.
Woo!
From now on.
Just no better than that right there. And just bragging on Jesus. I can't even walk without Him holding my hand.
Amen.
What a song of praise to God. Amen.
Yeah.
Let's all stand real quick. I'd like to get Brother Howard, if he would. You'll hear Brother Don go back there at the door and shake Brother Don's hand on the way out. Thank you for coming and sharing with you what the Lord laid on his heart. I'd like to get Brother Howard, if he would, to ask the blessing on the meal back there and dismiss the service. Like I said, don't leave. We got food back in the back. And I'd like for you to stay. If you need to leave, we certainly understand, but I'd like for you to stay. And Brother Howard, if you would, ask a blessing on the food and dismiss our service this morning, brother.
Lord, again, we thank you for this another opportunity to be in your house. Lord, we thank you for what was felt here this morning. Lord, we just pray that there is one here that's lost and unknown about you. We pray before this day is over, Lord, that you'll help us get a message before it's too late.
Yes, Lord.
Again, we thank you for the service. We thank you for the food. And we just pray now as you'll be at the rest of the service here today. We thank you for everything. Thank you for the singers. Thank you for Brother Don. We thank you for it. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Howard.